Ian Bloomberg here, speaking to what you just mentioned, worried about China's grip as we head to make or break supply talks. Sounds exciting the way they phrase it. Although, here you go. Negotiations coming to head at a time when geopolitical tensions are running high. I think people knew that. Metal is limited, and China's dominance has left smelters elsewhere struggling to survive. So, very much in line with what you're saying. And there's the title if anyone wants to look that up. And Ian, I suppose that leads in perfectly because, as you mentioned, you're one of the entrepreneurs out there attempting to capture this and not just saying there's a problem, but you're actually out there doing something about it. And got some great news today with a new inferred mineral resource at 1.12 billion tons of copper that seems like the market is liking so far. You're up 30, well, if we round up, we could call it 31%. Someone wants to be precise, 30.62%. But obviously, in the context of everything else we've just talked about, certainly good news. And I'd love if you could fill people in on what you came back with here.
I don't mind filling in when people understand that copper mines don't produce copper. They could produce a copper concentrate. Refined metal is produced in a smelter. So when you see these news and you get those mixed, I don't understand what's going on. You have to play all those things together. Refined copper is the price that's put that comes out the end of a refinery. So that is exactly that last article is exactly what I'm talking about. There's excessive capacity to actually process copper concentrates. So as you go, United States, I want more copper. I want to produce electric motors that go into Teslas or to data centers. I now have to compete in a market that's already got oversupply. But the feed to that supply, the mines are in undersupply. They're in demand. So all this is playing out. So something, we've been on that. I hope I'm your favorite copper story, right? And for a reason, as we this
Of
enters the
course.
data banks of trying to say, I am trying to predict what the world is going to want when it finally wakes up and realizes it needs it, right? I mean, that's a big part of it. So why is this news being so well received? Is because we have passed a billion tons, right? We went from a 600 million tons to a billion tons. Why is that important? Because there's only about five or six or seven big gigantic copper companies. There's maybe 200 gold producing companies, but it's very concentrated in the copper space. Very similar market size. If you look at the total copper produced per year, total gold produced, it's today even at $4,000 per ounce is a very total. The commodity market size is very similar, but it's much more concentrated into a fewer hands. So if you are a Rio Tinto, you don't want to build 50 mines. You want to build a mine or two mines, right, to do your part of what needs to be built. And for us, the billion ton mark is huge. The other underlying news that is here, right, is the grade. At a 0.51, this puts us as one of the highest grades. So I know of only five other near surface billion plus projects on the planet. Why do I say near surface? It's because if they're deep underground, it takes a long time to develop and it obviously costs a whole lot more money. Right. The second piece of that is you look at the line right above that one, it's 190 million tons at a 0.94. Why is that? Means that 20% of that 1.1 billion is extremely high grade and near to the surface. Those are grades that approach underground, even the total resource is close to what we see in some of the best underground deposits in the world. So when you go, when the world wake up and goes, oh, more. Oh, no, we need copper. What are we going to do? They're going to look for what's the easiest to build, what's the quickest to build, what's the cheapest to build, and what can I build that would be economic return so I don't get fired as a CEO for picking a bad project. So this puts us in a brand new category. I called it earlier today, now that I'm in Europe, the cool kid club, right? Because we're still, the market hasn't woken up yet to the equity space. There's a reason why gold company, or sorry, mining companies have the best ratios in market today because market isn't looking right yet. Yet BHP is a 2-to-1 and NVIDIA is 200-to-1 ratios where they haven't that th there haven't been the rotation yet, right? But when that rotation happens, people are going to want go to the first, and that's why market's responding. It puts us into a brand new category, a very elite category of near surface billion plus tons at amazing grades, right? I would argue that this is probably the highest grade project in the world, over a billion tons. and near surface in the world. I would even argue too that not at high elevation, not in the high Andes Mountains, right? It's about 1,500 meters elevation. So it puts us in a very unique category and finally puts us on the radar of so many companies and investors.
Yes, and Ian, you've completed 9,500 meters since 2022, although as you fortunately mentioned here, you still have two drill rigs going and another 4,500 meters planned. Anything you could talk about, especially in
Sure.
terms of things that you've learned since 2022 and also the timeline going forward and things people should be watching out for?
First, we're up. You mentioned as of recording today, I think we're up 35%. You were looking at the OTC, but on the TSX, we're up 35%. The first thing I want to mention is that this project valuation, because you're really going from one tier of valuation to the other. You could argue that we're trading for about 0.2 cents per pound in the ground, and our nearest competitors trading at least a penny per pound in the ground. So there's, if it's up 30, don't worry. I think that it could go up 5x, right? I think it's one that could go up 10x. It's one of these, we're in a momentum market and we're finally shifting to what I call a graduation process to get a proper valuation. So it's one of the reasons why I wanted to do these interviews so early, as people know that this is still the beginning, hopefully, of a true revaluation of the market. I know that Frank Giustra, who is the biggest shareholder of the project, is out there supporting it in the background. Hopefully that comes out soon. But it is truly all the catalysts have been hit to justify a total new valuation for the company. The other, it came out early, right? We are doing 14,000 meters this year, and we've only completed the 9,500. It's because in the initial, we were going to do some internal calculations. The numbers came out so good, we said we got to get this out to market. So that 14,000 number is more or less where we think we're going to come out, and we should hit guidance by the end of the year. But we will continue to drill. Probably next year, as a minimum, we'll do about 24,000. But my number one goal, we mentioned it earlier, that elections are coming up in May in Colombia. And that, why is that important, right? Because we believe some of the overhang has been on because of Colombia. But for the last 30 years, we've all had center right, strong allies to the United States, and we've kind of been in the first leftist government, and it's coming to an end. You can only run for one presidential 4-year term in Colombia, so we're going to be looking at a new president. And that also is why we put out the new resource, because we know that their next stage is to put out the preliminary economic assessment, and we want that to be tied to try and get out at the same time. So mayor elections, new president in August, and we want a PEA out at that time, so that when I get that knock and it goes Ian Harris, the president is looking for projects that bring in lots of investment into Colombia. What do you got? Right. I want to say, look, this is the project, billions of dollars of investment, tens of thousands of jobs, move your GDP 2%, become a true mecca for copper production in your country, et cetera, et cetera. Oh, and the other things behind the scenes for those that have followed the company is that we're aligned with the community. They're a part of the project. They support the project. That the that we have we hold a strong national reputation where people go, I actually like those guys. And then that we're checking all the boxes that drive a political will. So these are big projects. And my experience is based on Ecuador, but Ernie Mas in Panama. But to see that there's windows of opportunity that are created, and these are big projects, to be able to get them through the window and time that very well. So we always have that vision multiple years in the future, and that's why we want to time the PEA coming out in August. I've said it for many, many times. I treat this like the billion-dollar asset that it is. And the decision making is always looking way into the future. So obviously, it's an exciting that we feel we're at the beginning process of actually getting our valuation. We were $30 million Canadian yesterday. We're at $40 million today. But I still believe it's nowhere close to the value that the project actually deserves today, and will continue to grow as we advance it into the future.
Well, congratulations. It's fantastic news, obviously, in the context of where we are in the world. And perhaps just for people who have questions, want to go into the details of the drill results a little bit more, could you let folks know the best way to contact you?
Absolutely. So I'm trying because I'm going to Europe, just repeating myself over and over and over again about trying to get the message out about this project, what it means, et cetera. I think we're going to try and do a webcast, so I hope. But I know this sounds strange, but honestly, I'm a WhatsApp guy. I get 1,000 emails a day, so sometimes it gets lost. So you can see my email at the end of every single one of our press releases, but just send me a WhatsApp. +1 303, there's my number right there, 303-956-2944. Send me a message. I love to talk to shareholders. I love to share the passion that I feel for this project. So I'm more than happy to reply to a WhatsApp when I can. I might not be able to get to out to immediately, but I feel free to send me a message. I love talking and sharing about the project.
Well, I sure appreciate that, Ian. And again, congratulations on the news. It's nice to see when things come together. You get some nice timing in the market as well. And either case, you'll have to keep us posted. And good luck with the travels. And we'll catch up with you again soon.
Well, thank you that being the one, I know you're a silver guy, but to be the one copper project that you knew was special, and I've enjoyed our conversations to be able to kind of prove you right, that this is definitely a special project and a special company, and we treat it like the billion-dollar asset that it is.
Well, I appreciate that, Ian, and we will talk to you soon, my friend.